IDF slams Washington Post for misleading headline on Hezbollah attack. By Simon Kent on July 29, 2024. The Israel Defense Forces, IDF, slammed the Washington Post on Monday for running a headline that suggested the Israeli victims of a Hezbollah rocket attack were Lebanese victims of an Israeli attack. The Post ran photograph of mourners attending a funeral for children killed in a Hezbollah rocket attack with the headline declaring Israel hits targets in Lebanon, illustrated by the families grieving lost ones in an attack by terrorists on the Golan Heights. Using social media outlet X, formerly known as Twitter, the IDF pointed to a basic inconsistency with the newspaper's report. It said, "This is the front page of the Washington Post today. You can see grieving family members burying children murdered by Hezbollah in the Majal Shams massacre. If by chance you understood anything else from their headline, you might not be the problem." Quite clearly, the image used for the piece was not consistent with the story. So too the headline was entirely misleading, conflating the two. As Breitbart News reported, a rocket fired by Hezbollah at the Israeli Druze Arab village of Majal Shams killed at least 12 people, including children, on Saturday evening. Children from ages 10 to 12 were playing a soccer game when the rocket hit the field. According to an eyewitness interviewed by Israel's Channel 13, a warning siren only sounded as the deadly impact happened. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.